This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. With us today in the front of the classroom, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning.
Hey, Rick, I received that an email from you, and this morning I got a chance to listen to about, well, not quite half of it, and it was called A Night at the Palladium, Dennis Prager, Happiness is Not a Feeling, It's a Moral Obligation. You want to talk about that?
Well, yeah, that's a good concept. You know, people, he says, well, I'll let you start it off, but basically, you know, being happy is a responsibility. You're not supposed to just be happy. You're supposed to work at it because it's important.
Well, it's contagious, and worse than people might believe is the contagion of being unhappy. And I was telling Jason, our engineer, just before the broadcast started, I mentioned the title to the book, and Happiness is a Serious Problem, is Dennis Prager's book that he referred to many times in this video. But I said, there's an old saying, when mom's unhappy, nobody's happy. And that's absolutely true. And I said it's even true with siblings. So if there are, you know, some children in the family, if one of them's not happy, it brings the whole family down. So I guess the point that the salient point of his speech was that it is so contagious. I don't know if he actually says it because I didn't hear the whole thing, but it's so contagious that when people are unhappy, it brings a lot of people down.
Well,
and if that happens, then there's...
Yeah, you've got to work at being positive. And positive people tend to attract moody people. Did you catch any of his talk at all? Did you get a chance to...
Yeah. Well, he said that, you know, if a person's moody, you know, generally moody, they don't look for another person just like them to, you know, be moody in series or in parallel and make it worse. They look for someone who's happy because it's a lot more pleasant to be with someone happy than it is to be with someone moody. And I got to tell you, one of our children, one of our boys, you know, is looking for, you know, the perfect mate. Gosh, it's tough. I mean, he's got a list of criteria, and one of them is the person's got to be happy, because
yeah,
he doesn't want to be dragged down by someone who's not happy. So it's a really big deal, and I've got to tell you, Mrs. Fennelli wakes up every morning. What a great day! It could be snowing, it could be thunderstorms. What a great day! And you know, she's always happy. And it sure is pleasant. And I can understand why people throw their spouses overboard for the exact opposite, meaning miserable, unhappy. I really can.
So his point was that people normally choose the opposite of what they are. And that as people get more moody, you move on. because I've been blessed. I've found somebody that's also a positive person like myself, and it's wonderful. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's perfect. I've been with moody people, you know, and I've been with, I don't know how to explain it.
It's like this, Rick. It's like this. So you say to that other person, hey, you want to go for a walk? We can go through the woods and we can go look at nature. Nah, they're ticks, and you know, and it's bumpy, and it's a little chilly, and you know, it's kind of between wearing a jacket and not wearing a jacket, and it might rain. And no, I don't want to go. I mean, versus, yeah, let's do it. You know, let's just bring a jacket just in case.
So I have found somebody, and it's wonderful because whenever I'm starting to get depressed, I just am immediately pulled back out of it, just like I pull people out of depression because I'm always positive. I don't know why that happens, but it's a wonderful gift because I don't want to be angry at everything all the time. And I'm noticing that the world is going like that more and more.
Well, all right, let me give you an example. So yesterday, you and I were on the phone. It was late in the afternoon here in Missouri. And we are in a, you know, in a rush to finish getting the hay done. And, of course, you have to make hay while the sun shines. And so we were at the end of finishing the last field. Now, the way it works is our son operates the big tractor, and he has a big hay mower, and he cuts the hay. Mrs. Finelli has a mid-sized tractor, and she has an 18-foot-wide hay rake, and she rakes the hay. And this happened to be a 40-acre field. And it's going to rain in a day. So, you know, time was of the essence. And my job is once the hay is dried, I go around with the big tractor, another big tractor, and bale it. So, you know, three of us have our jobs to do. And so we got a message. I was on the phone with you, and there was a message from our son. We have two-way radios. And the tractor broke down. So I hopped in the truck. I said, hey, Rick, I've got to go. And so I raced over because I don't know if he got – when we bale hay, there's a lot of potential for injury, serious injury. So whenever we get a message like that, we jump to it right away. No delay. And so I hopped in the truck. I raced over to where he was, and he was okay. Everything was fine, you know, in terms of health. But the hydraulic pump broke, and that meant he could not steer the tractor. He could not start the tractor because the hydraulic pump was locked up because it exploded inside. And he couldn't raise the hay mower to put the hay mower on another tractor. So it was a pretty serious problem. So I pulled up side by side with him. He's looking down on me. He's on this tractor, and I'm looking up. He's looking down. I said, so what took so long? And I was kind of kidding. And I was saying, so you've been out here for hours. And, you know, how come it took so long to blow up the tractor? You know, I was kind of smiling. It was a real serious problem. But, you know, nobody got beat up. Nobody got yelled at because what we did was we just put our backs to it and we solved the problem. We talked about, you know, what's the best approach. And then when it was dark, we were pulling the tractor home. You know, we had a tow rope and we used a four-wheel drive tractor to pull this other much bigger tractor home. And so we solved the problem in a happy way. I mean, it's catastrophic. That tractor is down for the count until we fix it. But, you know, there's no sense in being angry and throwing things and breaking things and yelling and screaming. It accomplishes nothing. So, you know, we put a smile on our faces and we fixed it. Actually, what we did was we transferred all the equipment to another tractor, and 2 hours later we kept on going. And we got the job finished. And then tomorrow it's my job to get out there and bale the hay. So I guess what I'm saying is we could, you know, it was a terrible situation, you know, relatively speaking for here at the farm, but we made the best of it and we kept on going. And I think that's what Dennis Prager, he didn't talk about tractors and breakdowns and that kind of stuff as far as I know, because I didn't hear the whole thing. But the point is, you make the best of it and you don't turn it into a miserable experience.
I don't know what to add to that other than it's nice to be back working with you again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, so when you're talking about happiness, you know, I think there's another expression that happiness makes the world go round, something like that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's true. I guess maybe that's why people like to watch comedies. And maybe that's why people like to be entertained. Because it's easy, it puts a smile on your face for, you know, an hour or two, and pulls people out of the doldrums. I guess that's why Branson, Missouri exists. So you can go watch a show, watch smiling people dance and jump around on stage or whatever they do. And, you know, forget life for an hour or so. Because I think people would prefer to be happy. And one of the things that Dennis Prager talked about was moody people and non-moody people. And how moody people don't seem to look for more moody people. Right? Isn't that what he said?
Well, he's saying that usually people choose the opposite of what they are. And that's why things are balanced and so on. But it's really nice when you can find somebody like yourself. And then you don't have that kind of problem anymore. It's kind of cool.
Well, I got to tell you, I would consider myself generally happy, but I've never looked for, you know, I really would like to find some grumpy people and hang out with them. I've never done that.
Well, yeah, there's not a lot to be happy about right now, is there?
Well, there's a lot to be concerned about. That is absolutely for sure. Our healthcare system is spiraling down. I mentioned to you that, you know, in the good old days, you used to be able to call the doctor's office. You could talk to the receptionist. If you needed to talk to a nurse, you could. If you needed to talk to a doctor, you could. Then it got a little worse than that, and then you'd leave a message, and then the nurse would call you back. And now you leave a message, and hardly anybody calls you back. And why is that? So, yeah, that's something to not be happy about, or that's something to be concerned about. So what do? Well, you get some books, and you learn how to take care of things yourself. And around here in Missouri, there's a term for that. So when an animal gets sick, like a cow, they say, well, I had to doctor the cow. What they really mean is they didn't take the cow to the vet, because it's really hard to do sometimes. If the cow is down, the vet didn't come out to see the cow. So the farmer, through, you know, watching the veterinarian for years and years and years and maybe doing some research and reading, has figured out how to do some of the things that the veterinarian does. So what they say here is, you know, I had to doctor the cow. And that's the kind of thing that we need to do. We need to learn how to do a lot of our own medical treatments. We need to figure out maladies and what to do about them. We need to learn a lot about that. We need to learn how to grow our own food. We need to learn how to fix our own vehicles. We need to learn about how to patch the roof, change the faucet cartridges so it stops dripping, change the flush valve so the toilet stops running. We need to be able to fix the fence, patch the driveway. I mean, the list goes on and on. Fix that broken electrical thing, whatever, you know, the appliance. The list goes on and on. And there's happiness in that. We'll be right back.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with RichardAllenMiller.com. We're talking about a video that Rick sent me a link to, and it's on YouTube. And it's by Dennis Prager. And it's called A Night at the Palladium. Dennis Prager, happiness is not a feeling, it's a moral obligation. Here's an interesting statistic, Rick. So I just checked to see where Dennis Prager is ranked. This is live right now. And Dennis Prager is one of the nation's leading broadcasters, nationally syndicated. He is out of the top 125 broadcasters that are ranked on TalkStreamLive.com. Dennis Prager is of the top 125. They only rate the top 125 at any given point in time. Dennis Prager is 10 slots higher than we are. And we're talking about Dennis Prager.
Well.
And we're catching up. So, yeah, happiness, he says, is a moral obligation. Well, it's almost a civic duty, wouldn't you say?
It's like everything, you have a choice in the way you choose to look at things. And when you decide that it's depressing, it brings in more depressing things. That's the way it works. It's like you attract what you're radiating. And so you've got to always be thinking in terms of how to change the spin on something that may not be going the way you really want it to. I don't know
And that's
yet.
What the boss is. That's what the boss is doing. And that's what the boss is doing, or has done, at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He tried to spin a bad situation and prevent people from becoming panicked about it. I mean, that's what he said. But here's a here's an interesting thing. These fires, you're in Oregon, and one out of ten, as we've talked about it, is under the potential to have to evacuate. That means leave everything, you know, get in the vehicle and get out of the way. That means your house may not be there when you come back. Your car may not be in the garage when you come back.
Yeah.
All those things, right? Isn't that what that means?
Well, okay. It meant that for a bunch of people, yeah. Oregon had 1 in 10 people had to evacuate last week. I can't believe it. And the smoke is still bad. It rained this morning, thank you, Lord, which brings it down now, finally. But the
okay.
quality
so
of
it,
air.
Let me read a definition here, and let's talk about this for a minute if it's okay with you. This is according to Wikipedia. And I typed in the word wildfire, one word, W-I-L-D-F-I-R-E. Because I keep hearing in the news, wildfire, that term. And to me, I don't think these are wildfires. Unless they're saying there's a fire that's wild out of control, like the Wild West out of control. But here's the definition. A wildfire, or a wild land fire, or a rural fire is an unplanned, unwanted, uncontrolled fire in an area of combustible vegetation starting in rural areas. And it says that, goes on to say, depending on the type of vegetation present, a wildfire can also be classified more specifically as a forest fire, brush fire, bush fire in Australia, desert fire, grass fire, hill fire, peat, as in peat moss, fire, prairie fire, vegetation fire, and veld fire. Now, they use the term wildfire somewhat recklessly, I think, on the media. Because I don't believe that the fires that they're calling wildfires are all wildfires, meaning started by nature. I think many of them have been started by arson. And because of that, there's a lot of destruction and a lot of reasons for people to be unhappy because their home just got wiped out. Or they've gotten moved against their will to get out of the way so that they don't become ashes themselves. So there's a lot of potential for people to be unhappy when something like that happens. And in the Wild West, in the 1800s, the same thing happened. People who wanted to destroy the value of land so they could buy it on the cheap would set wildfires. Actually, they set intentional fires, arson, and they burn the grass and the forest.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump under fire from Democrats and some establishment Republicans for not committing to a peaceful transition of power if he was to lose November's election. During a White House briefing yesterday, the president said we should see what happens, appearing to bring up his frustration again over mail-in ballots, suggesting they would be a fraudulent disaster.
The president also raising eyebrows by suggesting that it would be up to the White House to approve a coronavirus vaccine, indicating he could overrule the FDA. But Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar assured on NBC's Today show,
politics will play no role whatsoever in the approval of a vaccine.
First-time jobless claims were up by a relatively slight 4,000 last week from the week before. And this is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hours ahead of his visit, supporters are already lined up to get a glimpse of President Trump as he's due in Jacksonville, Florida for a speech this evening at Cecil Airport. The appearance not scheduled till 7 Eastern time, but dozens of fans were already there as of 5 a.m. The president hoping to be in Jacksonville last month to have given his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention, but that event was canceled because of COVID-19. Four polls of Florida voters coming out yesterday showing just how tight the November election could be as Trump leads in one poll, trails in two, and is tied with Joe Biden in the other. No candy, no chips, and no soda is what shoppers could find when they unload their grocery carts in the city of Berkeley, California soon. It's believed to be the first city in the nation to ban junk food from checkout lines. Proponents of that new ordinance say sugary and salty snacks and other foods are usually placed there purposely so kids will press their parents to buy it as they're checking out. Only items with 5 grams of added sugars or a specific amount of sodium will be allowed when the new rules begin in March. They won't be fully enforced until January of 2022. And Kraft Heinz is unveiling pumpkin spice mac and cheese. It's only going to be available, though, in Canada. They'll only make 1,000 boxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
TV,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, when you were faced with the potential for a forced evacuation, how did that impact you? And what is the smoke doing? What is the impact of these arson set fires and other fires that are plaguing the West Coast?
It's hard to tell you what it's like unless you've been in one. The smoke is so bad that you start to get sick right away. Your eyes sting. There's possibility of poison oak in the air, which means you might get poison oak in your lungs. That's always a possibility. And then can they put the fire out so that your house is saved? And while you're abandoning the house, then there's vandalism and other kinds of I don't know. They people will burglarize your house while you're not there.
Yeah, it'd be a bad day around here, I'll tell you that.
That's why we don't have militias. That's why we do what we do like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people around here don't take kindly to having their property stolen, whether it be personal property or real property. They just don't take it. And when we're talking about happiness, the 1950s, late 1950s television series, Rod Serling's The Twilight Zone, he did an episode where there was this married couple, they're a middle-aged married couple, probably in their 50s. And she, the wife, was really grumpy, really grumpy. And no matter what this husband did, it was wrong. And she couldn't see good in anything that he did. It was just and as you watched it, you think, what's wrong with this woman? How miserable she is. She's making everything worse. And so he even talked about that in the 1950s, and he did an episode of The Twilight Zone about that. And so, according to Dennis Prager, moody, the word moody, kills marriage. You think that's true? I do.
Well, it doesn't help when you're having one person is always depressed and you're trying to bring them back up all the time. I've mm-hmm. been there.
Mm-hmm.
Moodiness
is
a way of being, and I think a lot of it has to do with the way you're raised.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Meaning, if you're beaten as a child for, hey, you did that wrong, and, the belt comes out, and, hey, you did this other thing wrong, and you get spanked, and, hey, you did that wrong, and you get yelled at, and you're facing that every day. Is that what you're saying? That can impact how, the nurture, if you will?
Well, it's like you have a choice. Most people come from a place of wounding, and when they see something negative, usually, that has to be in yourself before you can see it in someone else. And so, it's called projection of the shadow. And when you realize that everybody is, it's like, how do I put this? It's like, it's not real. Nothing's real. What's real is just you and this moment. And everything else is other things that you are projecting onto your scheme of what you think's going on.
Okay, so what that brings to my mind is the video, the images of Germany, 1941, 42, actually even maybe 1939, where the Gestapo would go into the Jewish village, if you will, and the Nazis would terrorize the villagers. And there's not a smile to be seen in the village, not one, because of the terror that was rained down on them by the Nazis, by the stormtroopers, by the Gestapo. And so I have a feeling that the degree of happiness that the people, the villagers, exhibit is a result of freedom and non-oppression. And I have a feeling that that's what we're seeing here in the United States, actually around the world, that the level of oppression has reached a point where it's reached the breaking point. And that's why we're seeing, the protests that become riots. Actually, some of that's obviously engineered to become riots. But I think there's a general feeling of unhappiness in lots of places. And people are looking for happiness, but it's getting harder to find because the freedoms that we all used to enjoy and love, like going out, going seeing friends, going to the movies, traveling and things like that, have been restricted. And a lot of it has been removed from our possibility of choices. Let me give an example. I went on a trip in the last week with our son. We went to pick up something for the farm. It was 10 hours in the truck. And we had to figure out how we're going to do this. Is our bladder going to be big enough to make a 10-hour round trip? Or are we going to, you know, just walk into McDonald's? Do you need a mask? I mean, and this was out of state. So traveling, which something like, you know, in the past, it was no big deal. We wanted to do a 10-hour trip to pick up a piece of farm equipment. We just went. You know, we'd get some bottles of water. We'd get some paper towels. We'd get, you know, make some sandwiches. We'd be good to go. Now it's a big deal. You got to do some planning. So I think people are a little frosted. And what I saw on the road, both in Missouri and out of Missouri, on this trip, drivers were out of control. They're miserable. And they're not the same. I mean, they were unfriendly, you know, in the good old days, but now they're out of control. If you're doing the speed limit, you're going to get rear-ended. At least that's what I saw on these multi-lane roads. It was dangerous. I mean, dangerous. And, you know, one of my reactions was, well, I guess that guy's got much better tires on his vehicle than I have on mine. And I'm talking about these new vehicles, like these new pickup trucks that had these massive billboard-sized front ends. I mean, they are, if one of those pulls behind you, you know, his headlights, you know, are the height of your rear window. I mean, they're way up, and they're vertical instead of horizontal. So, and the lights are really bright. So these vehicles are designed and manufactured to be intimidating, which is adding to the problem of unhappiness. Because if one of them pulls up behind you, that'll wipe the smile right off your face. Any comments, Rick?
Well, I know that the big trucks now are run by Gen X's, and they just dominate everything, and they're very pushy, which is kind of scary, because it's almost like, you know, they're daring you to challenge them. And I don't want to challenge them. They've got a bigger truck than I do.
Well, you know, I was in a full-size pickup truck. I was in my Silverado work truck, nothing fancy, 2004, full-size, 8-foot bed, you know, two doors, not a four-door, just a two-door work truck. And that's considered a full-size truck. That was dwarfed by a new full-size truck. I mean dwarfed. And these things are, the new trucks are wider. They're taller. They have these massive grills that look like, they look like two guys in the wrestling ring trying to psych each other out saying, I'm going to kill you. That's what these grills say. It's awful. And that's where we are today. So even the manufacturers are getting into this mood-setting arena where they are trying to appeal to the people who want to be bullies with these trucks. You got to be crazy to have one of these trucks. You can't even reach in to check the oil level under the hood because the hood is so tall. We've got, let's see. We've got Sharon in Montana. Welcome, Sharon.
Hey, good morning.
Sharon, can I make a quick comment? Make a quick comment. Of all the people I know, you are among the most happy on the air, off the air, 24/7.
Well, I was going to comment a little bit about that. I think people that are really unhappy, and unless they just dealt plain depression, okay, I mean, there are people who have a biochemical thing. But I feel like it's due to their expectations of life. They kind of want heaven on earth, and if they don't get it, they take the victim mentality, poor me, poor me. And I do believe I was very fortunate to grow up with parents that didn't teach us that everything was supposed to go well. We all want it to go well, okay? I mean, we all do. But when things go wrong, it didn't blow me away. We have what I always refer to myself as the silver lining syndrome. So you wreck your car, and my sister would say, well, you know, I never did like the color of that car anyway, you know, or it needed new tires. It's silly, but it's like looking for the silver lining that there's some good that can come from tragedy. or even hard things. And also that ties into being thankful. But I do believe that looking for what I call the silver linings and being thankful can make the hardest things a little more bearable. I mean, the hardest thing we have ever, ever in our life gone through is our son's death. And even in that, when you think you can't hardly breathe, you know, people came alongside. They brought meals. They even donated money because you don't plan on a funeral, you know, I mean, for your kid. That's just not part of most people's planning. And they were kind, and they just took over certain things. And I thought, you know, people that are gloomy would just say, oh, this is horrible, awful. And it is truly horrible and awful, okay? But most of the time in your life, there are a lot of silver linings. People come alongside. We had a house fire eons ago, about 28 years ago. Everything was burnt up. But people came by and dropped us stuff. They checked on us. Some friends provided a place for us to stay. And, you know, now we got more junk than you'd ever know, so you would never know we had it. But I feel like it's the perspective that you take in life, like, oh, how could this happen to me? Well, yeah, it is really awful, and you don't want it to, but bad things happen in this world, and it's sort of how you take it in stride the best you can. And I do believe it's tied into expectations and thankfulness, and that was just my input for today.
There's a television series that I talked to your husband about, Kyle, several days ago. And it's called Stories of the Century, Matt Clark, Railroad Detective. And these are vignettes, almost an hour long each, and there are 36 of them in this DVD series. This was a television series in, I think, around 1954-55. And I didn't see it as a youngster because, well, we didn't have a TV back in 1954 and 55, and I was only a couple years old anyway. But in this series, you will see hardship after hardship after hardship, and you'll see how people dealt with it. I'm talking serious hardship, faced with criminal activity that would wipe a ranch or a farm out, lawlessness, and yet people got through it. They didn't say, woe is me. They just got through it. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With a Mectech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mectech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mectech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Sharon is with us in Montana. And, class, I've recommended that you consider the television series Combat. It aired on ABC from 1962 to 1967. One more time. It depicted how awful it was for a squad of American soldiers fighting the German army in World War II. It was absolutely horrible. Starvation. And what you see is the true nature of the survivors, people who absolutely, no matter what, are going to get through it. And if you think about the environment that this squad was in, they were being shot at, bombed, I mean, for 4 years. 4 years these guys faced death, second by second by second. It was horrible in every respect. And it showed how they got through it. Through camaraderie, but it was a very difficult time, and few people, knowing what it was going to be like, would sign up and say, "Yeah, I'd love to do that," because it was rough in every respect. So I suggest you consider that, because life isn't always easy. You're served with challenges all the time, health, financial predicaments. It's nonstop, 24/7 for the rest of one's life. So you might want to consider watching that series. I don't recommend that you spend money on anything unless I think it has educational or preparedness value. And I think that has educational value. Sharon, back to you.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about how the older generation was raised. They were raised to overcome. We actually all have the desire to conquer and overcome. You look at little children, they want to walk, they toddle tall, they fall, they get back up, they toddle. They want to learn to ride a bike, they try, unless parents baby them too much, okay? We kind of have a lot of, this generation, a lot of kids have been babied, and their built-in confidence has been torn down because, oh, here, honey, don't fall down, be careful. You know, and there's wisdom in having kids be wise, but there's also a lot of wisdom in let the kid just fall down and figure out, hey, I shouldn't do that, you know. But I feel like they, the older generation as a whole, they were supposed, they had to basically adhere to what I have a little mantra, adjust, adapt, and overcome. So life throws a lot of hard things at you, and there's a lot of really great things, and you even have to adjust to them. But you need to adjust to it, or you adapt, and that way you overcome. And if you don't adjust and adapt, you're probably going to be squished. And I feel like the old-time people, they had confidence. They had these little kids walking a mile or two in the snow and the cold, and now we go, oh, no, honey, you can't walk that far. You might freeze. And I probably would feel that way because I get real easy. They toughened up. They did really hard stuff. They did chores when they didn't feel like it. They had to make do. They made their own toys. And through that, it was a type of hardship, but it gave them the confidence that I can handle this. Hey, I can do this. And that's where they had the confidence, and they weren't the victim. Oh, poor me, I can't have a dolly, instead of making a doll, or I don't have a fort, or, you know what I mean? It's this attitude because they have this expectation of everything's supposed to be perfect. And I don't believe probably any of the old timers, hardly any, if any of them at all, had that attitude that life is going to be easy and peaches and cream, and they weren't going to have to overcome things.
Rick, your thoughts?
Well, she's right. You know, I think we have to. Well, I'm not. Something just happened. I can't. I've got to. Excuse me for 1 minute.
Okay. So, Sharon, in one of the episodes that of this combat series, there's five seasons of it. In one episode, there was a. The American squad was outnumbered, and they were taken prisoner because the German army brought a tank. And so it was just a squad of guys, and they were outnumbered by Germans, and the Germans had a tank. So the Americans surrendered, and they were able to escape. And but while they were captured, one of the Germans liked the boots of one of the squad members from the American Army. So the German took his boots. Now, to escape, he didn't have any shoes or boots. So he had to make an escape without them. So what did he do? He took, like, jackets or shirts and wrapped them around his feet and made improvised footwear so that he wouldn't get all sliced up running through the battlefield. That's the kind of ingenuity that is required to get through terrible situations. Now, do we think of things like that, or do we just say, hey, I can't go anywhere because I don't have any shoes? Well, that is the kind of thinking, the intestinal fortitude, the guts that, my parents' generation had for sure. Tom Brokaw called it the greatest generation. In a lot of ways, he was absolutely right. It was the greatest generation. And we have we've squandered that intestinal fortitude. Sean, I'd love to hear your comments when we come back.
Okay.
I know. Rick will be back with us. We are hitting top of the hour news and commercial announcements. This is USA Prepares. We're talking about happiness and the lack of happiness and moodiness versus non-moodiness and how one moody person can suck the life out of a room.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.